Okay, last call.
Just limit that.
Here we go. Bar's still open.
I can get you donuts.
Yeah.
Can I see me?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I know the symptoms.
Yeah. Thank you for my brother, Lord. Yeah. There's a term that we're using. I think it applies to you. You see if it fits. We're to be a voice and not an echo. Too many echoes out there today. Who do their research from TV. They do their research from media and from books. And they never go to the source. And the farther they get away from the source, they begin to understand that they've become an echo. They're no longer a voice. God is calling you to be a voice. You need to go to the resource. I see you becoming a man of the word in a greater way than probably imagined before. I see you as a teacher, an instructor. I see you expounding on the word. I see a release and an ability to articulate things that might be hard for others. I just see a release in that. In Jesus' name. I pray for a brand new appetite for the word. And I pray for revelation to understand the word. There's so much there, so much value, so much that we all need to know. But I pray that this is something that is going to leap into your heart. You can't let it go. You're going to have to sit down. I see you saying no to this and yes to this. I literally see that happening. This will be a new phenomenon for you, but it'll be spiritual. It's going to overtake some of the things that you've been involved with, and so you'll have to come to a place of making a decision. And I just want to say, I see you making the right decision. I won't even tell you what it is, but I see you making the right decisions. And the net result will be fruit. What's God looking for? He's looking for fruit. If there is no fruit, then we got to ask questions if it's the real deal. You are the real deal, and I see fruit in your life, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Jesus' name, I speak that now. In Jesus' name. Great. In these days. Your ministry has not passed you by. Every one of us have got way too much to do. And he's calling all of us into service. It's not too late. Jump in, man. You've got an awful lot to offer. In Jesus' name.
But I need to say, I consider myself a failure.
Okay. It's, here's what I want to do. I'm just gonna put my fist right here. And I'm going to declare another word over your life. Instead of broken and busted, you are made whole and well because of the cause of Christ in the earth. I declare that your mind will no longer think the way it did. There's a brand new haunting thought that's going to plague you. It's a good haunting thought. And it's going to be the love of Christ that's going to be shed abroad in your heart. It's something that you couldn't imagine because you hold yourself hostage. And God says, I'm going to break that off of you. You can't even do it in your own strength. He says, cease from striving and allow me to begin to move in your life. He says, it's okay to relax. It's okay to drop your hands. It's okay to be vulnerable to the things of the Spirit. You are not a failure. I have not created a failure. And I'm going to change the way you think. I'm going to apprehend your heart, and I'm going to apprehend your mind. And down the road, you're going to be talking to others who declare the same thing, and you'll declare another word over their life as well. I speak that impartation right now in the name of Jesus. That he will declare the goodness of God, the grace of God, the victory of God. We are more than conquerors. Lord, I declare that these words will rise up inside of him, Lord God, and silence the lies that have been planted by our adversary. Whether they came through a human vessel or not does not matter. I curse that curse in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I declare life and liberty, Lord Jesus, to serve you, Lord God, with absolute abandonment. I declare that in Jesus' name. For this process will start this very day, at this very moment. This is a line of demarcation for you. You press into your future. Do not hold on. God said in Isaiah, he says, look, I'm about to do something new. Would you not listen? Hear me, he says. I'm about to do something new. Do not ponder the things of the past. I declare a new thing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to take this word off of whatever we're recording it on. I want you to transcribe it. And then I want you to begin to look at the word itself. It's going to come alive to you, man. It's going to come alive. And you're going to see it's not just print on a page. It didn't come from a publisher, but it came from an architect who declares his word over your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. Yeah, just hang on to that. You know, I'll be praying.